WJQM, DeForest Madison.
It's the start of us waking up, come on.
Every morning, Krista and the Morning Rush.
Let's go. Are you
ready? So we are still all up to win big money, Shady. $367 million is tomorrow's drawing.
Oh boy, better buy my ticket.
Get your ticket. The cash I'll pay some will be $213, but I'll still take it.
Oh, that's a lot of money. I'll take it.
I'm fine with that.
This is 93.1 Jams.
Good morning and welcome to your Tuesday morning with Krista in the Morning Rush. I know you threw my jams. My arse is quite wet.
Oh, okay. How did that happen?
Well, because it's raining and I did not put my jaketa on.
Oh.
And it was my own fault.
Oh, Krista.
Thank you.
Now you got a wet butt.
I do. It's uncomfortable. So one most uncomfortable thing that I can possibly go through is having wet clothes.
Oh, yeah. I think wet socks is the worst for me.
Well, wet socks sucks,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like...
All right, you won on that department.
Okay.
I'll give that to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How was your day yesterday?
Oh, fine. I went to the gym.
Good.
Did some leg day with my boy, Ethan.
Yes.
I don't like leg day.
No.
It's the worst day of the week.
Not a fan.
No. So, yeah, a lot of physical pain right now. I get to hang out with our friend Luis from La Movida.
That's right.
He always works out when I do. So
how's he doing?
Oh, he's doing great. He works. That man works out hard.
Yeah. I love Luis and Lupita. I mean, we're talking about next door. They've won like Station of the Year. Like how many times? 500?
A million times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
So yeah, no. So, no, that was most of my day. Really didn't do much more than that.
Okay.
So I hung out.
Trying to think what I did yesterday. Yep, it was that boring. I don't remember what I did yesterday.
Okay, sounds like one for the memory books.
Now, what did I do yesterday? Oh, well, I went actually to get a HydraFacial.
Okay, I was going to say, did you drink heavily at all? Because that
No, you know what? That would have been really good. I could have actually used a couple drinks yesterday.
Yeah.
I received a HydraFacial, which was very nice and relaxing. So if you've ever had a vacuum almost to put to your face, that's kind of what it feels like.
Okay, I've honestly never tried it. I'm looking for... I do need to be pampered more often, though. I think we can all agree to that.
Duh.
Yeah.
You're a diva.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Hello.
Did I drink? Yeah, I had a lot of drink yesterday. Because the problem is I buy cider and then I forget that it's alcoholic and then I just keep drinking it.
What's wrong with you?
I had like six yesterday.
You're not talking about a big jug of apple cider.
No, I'm talking about bottles of hard apple cider that I keep opening and pouring into a mug.
Okay, very good. Because I have a big jug that I bought from the farmer's, you know, pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. That cost me $7, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it was $7.
Is it good?
It's fine.
It's
I like
fine.
It to be a little bit more, you know, cinnamon tasty.
A little cinnamon?
Yeah. And I was going to say, I could have used a couple beverages yesterday because I realized that I have misplaced my credit card now for the third time.
Krista, you need to... Somebody's going to steal your identity again. And what's this, like the 90th time someone's been...
No, it's just the third time I've misplaced it this year.
Oh, this year?
Yeah, it's just yes, yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So if anyone out there finds Krista's credit card...
Yeah. There's not a lot on it.
There's not much on it, but if you want to bring it back, we'll, I don't know, we'll give you a hug.
I'll buy you some apple cider.
We'll give you some moral support.
Yeah, I'm not happy. I looked everywhere, too, in my house. It's going to be one of those times where I find it and I'm going to be like, are you kidding?
I know,
it's been
so
there
stressful.
The entire time.
Oh, can I tell you what happened when I tried to buy a car last Friday? I lost a cashier's check, which a cashier's check is essentially a check with, like, it's the equivalent of carrying that much in cash on you. Like, it's no longer in your bank account.
Yeah.
$15,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to go cancel that check. So I'm like, oh my God, if someone finds that check, they can just get $15,000 from any bank they want.
That's true.
That would have been horrific.
Do you just want to share the one line that you decided to tell the person that was helping you?
Oh, I may have gotten mad at my car salesman and I may have asked him if his parents were proud of him.
Yeah. Aaron did that.
He sort of went quiet. I felt bad, though not really.
I know you didn't feel bad.
I know. Why am I so mean?
You had a big smile on your face.
Why am I so mean?
I don't know. I don't know where it comes from, Aaron.
Who could say?
Get ready, because within the hour, two rounds of the electric chair, and then one of my favorite people right here in Madison, Kevin Florek, of course, CEO of Telerion. We'll be talking with him in the 9 o'clock hour. I did a walkthrough of the detox center here, and... Wow.
That's the one over by the
definitely
Leopold
not a place
Center, right?
You want to go.
Yeah, no.
So we'll be talking with him as well. And Tough Love, that's her, Siri. She is coming up. Get ready with Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. It's Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Happy Tuesday morning to you all.
Hi, we're so happy you could join us.
Isn't that nice? Let's see, it's 6:41, so a lot of the kids are still saying, oh, do I have to go to school? I don't want to. Yes, honey, the bus is going to be at our house in like, I don't know, less than 20 minutes.
That was me every single day. Although in like fifth grade, I discovered that I could just pretend to be sick and no one would question it.
Oh, for sure, Ferris Bueller.
It was great. Oh, yeah, no, it was great. I was just like, oh, I feel sick. Okay, go home. Yes.
Yes, I did it. Well, I'm not sure if you fake these kind of things.
Probably.
But it looks like a lot of people have done these. How many of these common crimes, Aaron, have you committed?
Okay, and to all the law enforcement officers who may be listening, including my friend Mason, who is currently training to be a police officer, this is all past the statute of limitation, and you can't prove anything.
All
Let's
right.
go.
Crime number one, Aaron, have you ever jaywalked?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's no car, I used to walk across the street all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the majority of people that live here in Madtown and surrounding areas, we all have committed this crime. About 90% of people have committed this crime.
Yeah.
All right. Lawbreaker number two.
Okay, bring it.
Have you ever rolled through a stop sign?
Probably. I feel like I definitely have. I feel like most people probably have at some point.
All right.
Whether accidentally or not. So, but I've definitely done it.
All right. About 51% of people say they have done
lying.
That. Yep. You're lying. BuzzFeed decided to do an online poll about how many of these crimes have you committed. Have you ever used someone else's Wi-Fi without their permission? Of course I have.
I don't think I have.
Oh, I have.
I'm trying to think because like, restaurants and like other like public places.
Well, that's what I do.
Those don't count really.
No, you don't think so?
Well, actually, I've probably been in a building and used like the next door building's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I've probably done that like in my dentist's office and used like the cafe next door's Wi-Fi.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Did you ever drink underage?
Yeah. I didn't really drink until I was like 18 though. Although I have said multiple times, my first drink was when I was 3 years old.
That's right, when your mom force fed it to you.
She didn't force feed it to me. She put wine into the sippy cup so she could sneak wine into the pool. Into the public pool. What do you want? That's my childhood. Nothing wrong with it. I'm not ashamed of it. She is. She's embarrassed by it. She says it doesn't happen, but it totally did.
I was gonna say that might be a crime right there.
It was an accident.
It was an accident!
You're in her world now.
Hey, let's play trivia. Who is the sexiest thing in the universe? Yep, it's me.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
Tough Love with Siri on your Tuesday. Yes, you're excited. Mm-hmm.
I always am whenever I get to talk to Siri. I'm sort of just over here like hopping up and down like, yay, Siri.
Please don't be jumping your man boobies all over in this studio.
Wow. Ouch.
It's just my plug so I could be like, you should go to Dr. Bartel.
Fat shame, Krista.
It's not. Some guys are blessed with boobs. Literally, you're blessed.
I don't have boobs.
I know, I can't see them. I'm kidding. But you are jumping
up and
down.
See, way to make me feel uncomfortable, Krista.
You're hilarious.
Now I know how every girl who doesn't wear a sports bra feels.
Thank you. I was trying to make, that appear. 3210931, pick up the phone, ask a question. Text us at 30734. Jams931 is our Snapchat.
You can also go to our Twitter, Instagram, and of course our Facebook page. Make sure you hit up Siri with all your questions through there. And make sure you go to MadTownJams.com and sign up for Shady's Fantasy Football Team while you're there.
All right, we have a message here from our Friends with Benefits member, Jamie. Siri, it's my first year in college and I've never kissed anyone. Serious question. How do you kiss? Is it me? Is it awkward? What do you do?
I can teach.
Oh, you can teach.
Why are you asking ME this question? You do realize I am a disembodied voice who doesn't even have lips. I only know as much as you, and that's what I see off of TV and sexy internet videos. Now I have to imagine you're not talking about those little pecs like you're their grandma. You want to know how to do some balls to the wall nasty suck down their face French kissing. What you need is practice. The mirror won't really work with that, so I say you buy a cantaloupe and start making out with the melon. Just don't let anyone see you.
Oh, I don't care who sees me.
I mean, you used to practice on your mirror, right?
I used to practice on my mirror. I used to practice on the birch bark tree in my backyard, because that's what they used to do in The Last Unicorn.
Okay, so you were just the girls making out with a tree.
Yeah.
There's an internet video of a girl who's just wearing a bikini and she's just making out with a tree. Is that you, Krista?
Stop judging.
Okay. We have a question over Facebook here from May. Siri, my son wants to join a sport and is thinking swim team for the winter. Do you think that's a good choice for him?
Gosh, no. <Just kidding.
laughs> Well, good for your son in joining sports. Isn't it nice that there are actually productive people out there? Now, as far as his choice of sports, that's where he dropped the ball, pun intended. Just so you know, your life is screwed if he joins. Get ready to be up at 4 a.m. to go to some nonsense swim meet that starts before the sun even comes up for some ungodly reason. And all you get out of that experience is to watch your son in tight shorts paddling through some water. It's okay though. After as few weeks of 5 a.m. practice, he will be begging to quit.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever do that. Take it from me and Krista. Yeah. Getting up super early is not a fun thing.
No, dude, it blows.
No, and I guess given that it's 6:16 a.m., I guess all of you out there too.
That's right. Plus, yeah. I don't even have my makeup on yet.
We're in this together, people.
Yeah, we are. Do you want to share what to everybody what occurred to you last week in the hallway, just out of the blue, someone just decided to say to you?
Oh, so one of our coworkers.
We won't say who.
Yeah, we won't say two because I feel like it might embarrass him. But he was a coworker I'd gone to a strip club with for work purposes.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I just didn't think you'd enjoy yourself at the strip club. I mean, I'm like, why'd you think that? He's like, well, you're gay, right?
Yep.
I'm just like, who could say?
You never know.
Who knows?
I don't know. I was just like, what?
It was just a weird thing to say to another coworker.
Well,
I wasn't angry.
You took
it
like a champ.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
You were laughing the entire time.
I always am laughing.
You are. It's a happiness in you. 3210931. Pick up the phone. Ask a question for Little Miss Siri. Text her if you want to at 30734. Snap us at jams931. She'd be fun to take to a strip club.
Would she?
Yeah.
I feel like she'd hurt the stripper's feelings.
She'd probably make all of us pay for her too.
Yeah, that's true. You can also hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, and of course our Facebook page. I always ask Siri your questions through there. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, here we go. We have a DM over Instagram here from Kyle. Siri, so I'm getting married to a girl I love, but I definitely don't love her family. Actually, I hate them. How do I tell my fiance I don't want to invite them to the wedding? Oh my gosh, this has actually happened to a girlfriend of mine. Let's hear this.
Oh God, are you screwed or what? Now if you're asking me, then I'm guessing your bride-to-be isn't aware of how much you hate her family. So this isn't just one incredibly awkward and potentially relationship-ruining conversation. It's two. So have fun. There really isn't any way you can do this other than just ripping the band-aid off and dealing with the consequences. But maybe there is a more subtle solution. Rather than being honest and other lame things, here's what you do. Wait till the week of the wedding, then all of a sudden change to the destination wedding in the Bahamas. Bam. No more mama.
Bam. Oh, mama.
Says, although I do have to say, when Siri said, have fun, she sort of said it really snarkily. Like, she wants the relationship to fail, I think. Have fun.
Oh, yeah. She finds joy in anybody's demise.
She's truly the Forrest Gump of human misery.
Sad.
Yeah. We have a text here from Danielle, who is a friend with benefits member. Siri, my roommate takes super long showers and makes a huge mess in there that I have to clean up. What should I do about it?
Oh, that is the worst. People listening right now who live with someone else need to hear me right now. Don't make a mess or take long showers. And whatever you do, don't tinkle in there because that's gross. You aren't animals, so stop acting like it. But luckily, I do have a solution to your current problem. If she wants to leave her shampoo and other stuff out for you to clean up, then clearly she doesn't care very much if someone was to pour the bottles down the drain. Sometimes an unconditioned hair is the only way people will learn.
That's true. Somebody leaves their conditioner around, you're fully right to just sort of dump it out.
Really?
They clearly don't care about it.
Come on.
I never did that, even when I was with roommates. That would have been mean. If they did it to me, I would have probably burned the building down.
I was going to say.
That's another petty crime I committed.
Yeah. Arson. Oh, good. We can put that on the
arson.
List. Thanks, BuzzFeed.
Love
arson.
It.
Oh, that's another crime. That is arson. Gosh, mm-hmm. Aaron.
I love it.
And you're only merely 22 years of age.
I've lived a long life.
You have.
I have a problem.
Will I ever know what she went through?
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
I know.
No, you don't. It's not your fault.
You'd be so proud of him.
All around me are familiar faces.
Steps, steps, steps. I gotta reach my steps. I walk every day just to impress this damn Fitbit. It controls my life and I don't know how to stop. But that's a small price to pay for a body like this. I was doing an extra long walk just to hit my step goal so I could tell my fit group to, suck it. I walked for 20 minutes only to realize I was missing something. Something vital. My wrist was bare, not a Fitbit to be seen. I had put in a few, thousand steps, but it didn't count. What's the point of exercising if you can't shove it in people's faces? I had to walk all the way back and get my Fitbit. That dumb little piece of plastic is ruining my life. Didn't even count those steps.
Aw, poor Shady. Are you gonna cry?